I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, just what exactly is this Tea Party movement all about? Is it all angry white senior citizens waving mean signs? We'll talk to a reporter who's been covering the movement. He'll tell us what he found in just a few minutes. But first, President Obama delivers the State of the Union address tonight, and there's plenty to talk about: health care, unemployment, and the ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But even before the speech, one of the president's expected proposals is making headlines, namely a three-year overall freeze on discretionary spending, except for matters related to national security. Given tonight's presidential speech, we thought it was a good time to check in with some critical voices who have been part of our ongoing series, The Loyal Opposition. That's where we've been keeping tabs on the Obama administration's progress through the eyes of his more pointed critics on both the left and the right. We're joined now by two Beltway watchers from different ends of the political spectrum. Glenn Ford is executive editor of the progressive online publication Black Agenda Report. He's with us from NPR member station WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. And Vin Weber is a former Minnesota Republican congressman. Now he's a Washington, D.C. lobbyist and strategist. He's on the phone with us from his home office in Virginia. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming again.
Hi, Michelle. Nice to be with you.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
First, let me say that this freeze sounds big, but the actual impact is rather modest in overall terms, at least at first. $10 billion out of $500 billion budget, but there would have to be, obviously, some severe impacts on some programs. Glenn Ford, many liberals are already swinging at this. New York Times columnist Paul Krugman called it a betrayal of everything Obama supporters thought they were working for. What's your reaction?
Well, if this is setting the tone, and clearly it is, if we're talking about real money, we're only discussing $450 billion out of $3.5 trillion. But obviously, this sets the tone for what will come in the rest of the year. And if it's an attempt by the Obama administration to placate the Republicans, well, that's pointless, just as it was with health care. And as a result, all of the real action is going to play out within the Democratic Party, between those lawmakers that represent minorities and urban voters, what we usually call the party's base, and the right wing, the more corporate wing of the party. There are indications just by virtue of this freeze that he's going to use the same kind of strategy that he did with health care and try to placate that right wing of his own party. Certainly trying to placate the Republicans will bear no fruit at all.
And so how are you covering this? And I'm asking really your personal reaction at this point. How are you going to write about this?
Well, we're looking at it as a continuation of the way Barack Obama began his administration. You know, he verbally leads with his left in terms of rhetoric, but he immediately puts out proposals that are designed to appeal to the right. And so by calling for a freeze on discretionary spending, he's opening the kind of discussion that progressives want to avoid at all costs.
So, Vin Weber, you were serving in the Congress during the Reagan years, and the spending freeze is now being compared by many progressives as a Reagan-era, a Reagan-like move. What do you say to that?
Well, the magnitude of the numbers is so different that it's hard to make a comparison. We did, after and throughout the 1980s, struggle with deficits, and we struggled with approaches to spending that included freezes, included the Graham-Rudman Automatic Deficit Reduction Act, and attempts to do something like this, but Glenn and I probably think we should go in opposite directions. But much of our analysis of what the president is doing is going to be sort of similar. I mean, he gave one set of numbers. Let me give you another set of numbers. The CBO has projected that for the next decade we will add $6 trillion in debt. The administration says that this freeze over that same period of time will save $250 billion. So it's really more symbolic than meaningful. The real question is, what is the economic philosophy of this administration? Because for the last year, the administration has basically said to us that their philosophy economically to get us out of recession and into recovery was sort of a Keynesian spending proposal. That's what the initial stimulus package was. Well, if that's your economic philosophy, and I don't agree with it, but I know a lot of, you know, obviously liberal economists do believe that, why are we freezing spending now? Have they adopted the Republican philosophy, which is just the opposite, which says that federal borrowing is now the major threat to the economy? I don't know. We're left really wondering in the middle of this recession what the economic philosophy of this administration is.
And so to your point, you and Glenn pretty much agree on the analysis. What's your reaction? Same follow-up I asked him. What's your reaction personally? Do you think it's a good idea or not?
Well, because this is where obviously Glenn and I have different points of view. I believe that we should get on a road toward lower deficits and less spending. So I welcome the president's step. I think it does, as Glenn said, probably set a tone for the year, but not much more than that. I in order to really reduce that $6 trillion in additional debt that we talked about over the next 10 years, you have to do things far more far-reaching than this, and you have to particularly reform entitlement programs, Social Security, and Medicare, which make up the largest percentage of the spending that we're going to undertake. And I don't see a lot of stomach for that, frankly, right now in either party.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with members of our loyal opposition panels, Republican Vin Weber and I guess, Glenn, I don't know if you are a Democrat or not. Do you consider yourself a Democrat or more of a progressive?
No, I don't consider myself a Democrat, although I wind up voting for them.
Okay, then progressive, sometime Democrat Glenn Ford of the Black Agenda Report. We're talking about the President's State of the Union address tonight. We're looking ahead, and we're also talking about one of the proposals expected to be on the table, a plan to freeze discretionary spending for the next 3 years, except for matters related to national security. Vin, can I talk to you about one other thing? The Senate rejected a plan yesterday to create a bipartisan panel that would have been responsible for proposing ways to balance the budget. The model for this, of course, is those base closing panels that is intended to kind of insulate lawmakers from sort of the individual pressures of their districts in order to kind of create a big picture approach to solving these big issues.
Right.
The panel is backed by President Obama. A majority of Democrats supported it, but only a minority of Republican senators. Now, I understand a lot of people think that this discretionary spending move is kind of a cynical PR move, but if people are really serious about getting a handle on the deficit, why didn't more Republicans support this move?
I think, first of all, it's a good question. I think most Republicans are fearful that the commission would lead to tax increases, and Republicans don't want to see tax increases. Beyond that, the concept of a base closing commission approach to federal spending, unfortunately, I would say, probably is something that we're going to have to do, and Republicans, if it were constituted a little bit differently, might look at it somewhat differently. I say unfortunately because, you know, I was a member of the House for 12 years. Congress shouldn't have to delegate its responsibilities to outside commissions. That really is a sign that our democracy is not working the way that it should. Having said that, you know, we got a huge problem, and if there's no evidence that Congress is going to be able to do this on its own, so some kind of an outside commission may be necessary. But again, Republicans, I think, are mainly fearful that they're setting up a mechanism that would lead primarily to higher taxes as opposed to spending restraint.
Glenn, a number of media organizations have released polls in recent days showing that many voters surveyed feel that the president is spending more effort and energy on bailing out financial institutions than resolving the problems of the middle class. CNN's poll released yesterday, for example, found that 6 in 10 of those surveys felt that way. The president's also expected to propose a package of incentives to help out the middle class, particularly the so-called squeeze generation, increasing the child care tax credit, for example. Does that do anything for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, let's consider, you know, that public perception that the administration has been spending humongous amounts of the people's money in bailing out the financial institutions is a correct perception. And if we're looking at these proposed cuts, the freeze is, in fact, a cut. The money that could be saved by these freezes in discretionary spending out of that very small universe probably does not amount to the aid that was given to AIG alone. And you know, the public has gotten pretty conversant in economic matters over the past year and a disastrous half, and they know that to be the case. So the contradiction is quite clear. And also, let me add that even though these numbers out of a total discretionary universe of $450 million seem rather small, the states and the cities are going through a profound crisis, and any cuts in federal funds to states and localities will exacerbate that real crisis at that level, and will undermine any attempt at modest economic stimulus.
So, Glenn, when you listen to the speech tonight, and I assume that you will because you'll be writing about it, how – I mean, I know that you don't live in the land of kind of deep emotional attachment to political leaders and what they're doing and so forth, but what do you think your posture is going to be? Is it going to be one of, what, resignation, annoyance that the president isn't hewing more to the populist or progressive principles that you feel he campaigned on? What's your attitude about this going to be?
I think I'm going to experience deja vu. You know, the President Barack Obama came in by proposing in some very broad language cuts, not just in discretionary spending, but deep into the heart of entitlements. And although what we've been discussing today involves discretionary spending, his proposal to set up the bipartisan commission that Mr. Weber was referring to review the budget is yet another opening wide of the door to discussions involving entitlements like Medicare and Medicaid. And I believe we're going down the road to putting them on the block as well. I think I'll be having that feeling this evening.
And Ben, I'm sorry I don't have time for a final word from you, but we'll be checking back in with you as we do throughout the year. We thank you both. Glenn Ford is executive editor of the online publication Black Agenda Report. He joined us from member station WBGO in Newark. And Vin Weber is a former Republican congressman from Minnesota. He's now Republican strategist and lobbyist in the Washington, D.C. area. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.